Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. What are the recent projects that you're working on?
Right now I'm on Supernatural. I just wrapped this movie called Taken that is with Liam Neeson that we shot actually in Paris, which was amazing. And hopefully in January or sometime soon, we'll be starting Dallas.
What can you tell us about your character Ruby on the show Supernatural?
Ruby is a demon hunter. She basically is like this badass, manipulative girl who's always, you know, a couple of steps ahead of the game. She's really, really, really smart, and you don't really know if she's there to help Dean and Sam, or if she's kind of like got her own agenda going on. But you know, we'll find out.
What made you want to be a part of the show?
I don't know. It was really like I'd seen a couple of the episodes, and I really liked the way that it was done. Like, I definitely thought it was like the thriller, like scary, spooky, and even just the way that it's shot is like really cool. Like, I just thought that it was really interesting.
What about your role do you find challenging?
Well, there's a lot of action for myself. There's a lot of action scenes, and, you know, that can be very, it's very, like, specific, and it can take a long time to shoot. But, I mean, they're really fun, and it's really fun to watch. But, like, I've been in kickboxing training, and that, I mean, it's definitely hard work, but I really enjoy it.
Where do you draw on for your portrayal?
After I got the role, I started to watch, obviously, some action movies. And I also kind of, did you see Basic Instinct?
Yeah.
Sharon Stone in that, actually, was very, you know, was a key for me that I definitely, you know, tapped into a little bit. A little mixture of that, yeah, I brought my own, obviously had to develop it myself, brought my own to it. And I also decided, like, for the character of Ruby, to bring, like, this sort of animalistic vibe to her. And I know this sounds kind of weird, but I literally started to watch some of the, like, Discovery Channel, because she's a demon hunter, and I wanted to see, like, how animals, the way that, how they look when they're hunting. Because I definitely think there's this, like, animalistic vibe to her. And so I watched, like, you know, some tigers and lions and whatnot, like, hunt for their prey. So I tried to, like, physically bring that aspect to it.
What's been your most memorable moment you've had from filming?
In the second episode, I am at a diner, and I'm putting ketchup on my plate, and I'm supposed to put, like, a big load of ketchup. So I'm squeezing the bottle. It's one of those squeeze bottles. And all of a sudden, like, it's like the third, I think it's like our third take. And all of a sudden, I think somebody had unscrewed the top. Like, to play a joke on me, I believe. And so I was just squeezing the bottle, and all of a sudden the top flies off, and ketchup went all over myself, all over my plate, everywhere. And, you know, it was like I had just started, and so I was so embarrassed, and everybody, like, saying happy birthday to me, and they were like, ha 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 ha, but it kind of, like, broke the ice for me, you know, to, like, feel more welcome on set, and, you know, stuff like that. So that was definitely, it was kind of embarrassing, but it was fun.
Why do you think people continue to tune into the show?
Well, every week, you know, it's a new adventure for the boys. I mean, I think that's definitely a good quality of it. And I don't know, just the way they have new things, like, there's always new problems that they have to solve, and yeah, it's scary, and there's, like, this exciting vibe that the show brings. And, you know, they always kind of leave it hanging, which, you know, they do in a lot of series, but with this one, yeah, the boys are also, you know, not too hard on the eyes to look at. But I don't know, it's just exciting, and it's fun, and every time you watch it, it's like another adventure.
What is it like getting to work with such an amazing cast?
It's been really great. They're really, you know, really talented actors. They're such sweet boys. They really, you know, make me feel welcome, and they're goofballs. Jared is the biggest goofball, but it's been really fun. I've had a great time.
What do you do in your spare time?
Being in Vancouver, I've been taking yoga classes, taking Pilates. I'm actually going to start taking a dance class because I'm not a very good dancer. But basically, you know, kickboxing, and I've been just like trying to get to see as much of the city as possible, you know, going to Granville Island, going to Stanley Park, just like checking out everything that I can. And I have some friends that are shooting there, so I've been, you know, hanging out with them a little bit and just kind of taking, you know, when I do have downtime, taking advantage of it. Of like, you know, there were a couple of books that I wanted to read, so I started, you know, getting back into that and stuff like that, so it's been cool.
What would you like to say to people who are fans and supporters of you?
Thank you. I really appreciate everything, you know, supporting me and watching, and to continue watching, because there's definitely much more to come, and it's just going to get more exciting and more fun from the first episode.